Welcome to Community Convos, a podcast and radio program from LCC Connect, with conversations about what's happening in Lansing and around mid-Michigan.
Hello, welcome back to Community Convos. I am Megan. I'm your host today, and we actually have a behind the business story today. So I have Claire Gomez with me today. You ready to dive into this?
I am. Hello.
Hello. I'm so glad that you're here.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So Claire, introduce us to you. Where are you from? What is your business? Just give us an idea of who you are and what you're doing in Lansing.
My name is Claire Gomez. I am a resident of Lansing. I actually live right on the border of DeWitt, so my kids go to DeWitt schools. I've lived in Lansing my entire life. Moved out near DeWitt in 2011. Love it out there. It's just a nice area. All of Lansing is. Of course, I'm going to say that. I've lived here my whole life. I went to LCC, actually. I was just talking about that. My son's going to be attending here in the fall. I have worked here my whole life. I started out in banking and then went to work at credit unions. And while I was doing that, I kind of created a little business. It started because my mother and I used to make candy when I was younger. That was what we did. It was our Christmas gifts. We did not have a lot of money, so that's what we always gave family, friends at Christmas, and I always made it with her. So that was just something I did growing up with her. It brought us closer together, and so I just kind of evolved it. She passed away in 1997, so I was 23, and she passed away, and I worked at LAFCU at the time, credit union, and so many people were so nice and generous and just caring and everything else. So I made candy for them as a thank you, just for everyone reaching out and supporting me during that time. And it just kind of evolved. Everyone kept asking me, do you sell this? Do you sell this? And I'm like, no, I really don't. It's just more of a gift giving thing. I only make it once a year. And so many people had asked for it that I just started making it and selling boxes. I did it first just for Valentine's Day and then always did it at Christmas. And candy's great, but it didn't connect with my creative side. So it evolved into cake pops back in 2019. And who knew that cake on a stick would be such a cool thing? I did taste testing at LAFCU with my coworkers, and everybody's like, oh yeah, these are great. And one gentleman told me, you have too many sprinkles. Like, he gave me real feedback. And I always appreciate real feedback. Sure. It doesn't have to be malicious. It's just helping you.
Right.
So I kind of evolved from there, and then it turned more creative. And most of my business now is cake pops. I do candy from time to time, my peanut butter balls. Everybody wants those because it's peanut butter and chocolate. Who doesn't want that?
Like a Buckeye?
Yes, but it's completely dipped. And I like my peanut butter, so I just add powdered sugar. Like, a lot of people add butter, and it's almost stiff, and I don't like it like that. I like it really creamy. So in order to do that, you have to dip the whole peanut butter ball. So it just, the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is better.
Okay, and all creamy or crunchy?
Oh, all creamy.
Okay.
All creamy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But you've had all of it, right? I mean, there's like 1,000 different versions of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, that's what my mom and I used to make was Buckeyes.
Okay.
And it just kind of evolved into something that, I mean, no offense to my mom, but I just liked better.
You perfected.
I perfected
You gave her
it.
Feedback.
Yes.
And you perfected that.
Yes. And hers were simple. Hers were peanut butter balls. She made chocolate creams and chocolate mint creams, like a mint meltaway, macadamia nuts, and toasted coconut. And that's all she did. And mine's kind of evolved into, I do cashews and toffee and caramels. No, just on the inside of the I call them like truffles, because
like
really.
A truffle type, how it's kind of creamy and.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. But ironically, that's maybe 5% of my business.
Now, because when I see you on social, I see nothing. I mean, how long did I follow you on Facebook and know you, Until we finally had a conversation where you had mentioned it. So most people are finding you on Facebook anyways, which I'm sure we'll get to. I didn't even know you had a website at first. So we'll make sure to fill everybody in on that.
Thank you.
So you're still offering those. And would you say just because it's like a standard thing that you just don't want to get rid of? Or is do generally people purchase those along with the cake pops or... Why keep it as a item?
I think a lot of it is because of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a connection there. And it's called Claire's Candies. It'd kind of be silly if all I had was cake pops. And I don't really want to change my name just because of the history of it.
Okay.
And ironically, I do them. I do peanut butter balls at Christmas still, because again, those are my favorite. And I do the Meridian Township Market, and I sold a ton of boxes of peanut butter balls at Christmas time and for Valentine's Day. But it's the cake pops that draws people in. I can tell you when I did the ones in, when I did the mall market in February, I had candy boxes and I had cake pops. But I did a Galentine's order for someone, so I had nail polish bottles and high heel shoes, and people were walking by, and they're like, wait, what is that? Is that food? So they came over, and they're like, that's a nail polish bottle. And I'm like, yep.
It's crazy. Have you guys, what is that show, Cake Boss, where you used to watch those shows on TLC?
Oh, yes.
And they would make these amazing things. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to eat that. Like, how do they do that? You're literally doing that.
Yeah, just in bite-size
on
form.
On a cake pop. Yes. I mean, it's so small.
Yeah.
So now, in my mind, I'm always wondering, what is your passion? Is it perfecting the taste or is it perfecting the design? And which one do you think is, like, most important? Are they equal? Like, talk to me a little bit about that, because it seems now the design is so phenomenal, but I hear all the time that they taste phenomenal. So how do you balance those?
Taste for me, always number one.
Okay.
Always number one, because you can buy something that looks good, but if it tastes awful, you've just wasted your money, in my opinion. So that's how I feel. I don't want to give someone a product just because something looks good. It has to taste good. And I don't use fondant. Well, I shouldn't say I don't never. I rarely use fondant. I use something called modeling chocolate, which is similar to fondant, but it's made from chocolate and corn syrup. So it has more of a chocolate flavor for some of the embellishments, but I really use chocolate molds. I did a farm animal set, and the cow and pig's face and the sheep's face, those were all chocolate, just a chocolate mold that you attach right onto the cake pop. Because again, if it doesn't taste good, it doesn't matter how good it looks, it's just not good, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So, and I perfect and I mess with recipes and change things. I'm getting ready to do a Hostess cake pop. Right now, I'm not the only cake popper around. There's some pretty famous ones, and they're doing stuffed cake pops. So at the farmer's market next week, I'm going to have some of those, and they're just chocolate cake mixed with Hostess cupcakes mixed right into the cake pop dough. And then
not just in the center.
So no, not just in the center, but in the center, I'm going to put marshmallows fluff and then dip them in chocolate. So most of those flavors are more of like the ones I have here in the studio, where they're just drizzle and you can kind of tell what it is. Like the Hostess cupcake, I'll drizzle the white over it so it looks like a Hostess cupcake. Mm. The Pop-Tart ones I do have chopped up Pop-Tarts in the cake pop dough, and those look like Pop-Tarts, or I try to make them look like Pop-Tarts most of the time. So yeah, it's fun to do all those fun decorations, but sometimes you lose some of the flavor just because you can't put all the drizzle and all the toppings on it like you normally would for a regular plain old cake pop.
Who knew that cake pops could be so expansive?
Right? They're very versatile.
Like,
yes.
So versatile and so okay, let's go back, because there's so many things I want to know. But I want to go in order, especially for those that are listening and are meeting you for the first time.
Yes.
So you started making these cake pops and candies for people at your office when mm-hmm. they were supporting you. And then they were asking, you got the great feedback on the extra sprinkles. And then did everything just kind of explode from there, because you've started doing these massive events? So how did you get from that place to where you are now?
Friends, people that open doors for me, connections are so important. And I've kind of learned to grow your business. Sometimes you have to be willing to just eat some costs of stuff and let people try your product. Just like I brought Cake Pops into the studio today. That's just now I show up at places, and if I want to promote my business, people have to try it, right? Realistically, you. Jessie Stipkak, she owns Reno's North. You know, she tells everybody about me and at every opportunity. And it's realizing that sometimes it's not about me. It's not about you, but it's about everybody. And so I kind of learned from her that even if you're not looking for something for me, like I have a friend who's a cookier and she makes cookies, she makes cakes. I don't make cakes. I make cake pops and I make candy. And there's some bakers that are great. They do lots of things. That's just not me. And so when someone's contacting me and they're like, well, I want a cake too, I'm not going to try and make a cake because you're probably contacting me for a special event. So I always refer my friend. And if she's not available, I have a couple other people that I refer. And it's meeting new people, understanding, you know, what they do in their business. And even if I can't help them, maybe I know someone that can help them. Because again, it's not about me. It's about connecting people and bringing everyone together and helping other businesses. And I feel like when you do that and you have the thought of, hey, if I can help somebody else, I'm going to do that regardless of if I profit on it. It's because if that's all you're thinking of, you're not really going to grow. You're not really going to get anywhere.
Yeah. So it sounds like your mission has always been, starting when you were young, is about showing care and showing appreciation and supporting other people. And that's really what's behind it. You just happen to use Cake Pops to do it. And I also hear that a part of your success here in Lansing has been the support of other people and has also been knowing who you are and what you do and not trying to do all the things.
Yeah. I think it's when you try and expand and go into things that maybe aren't something you're necessarily great at, you can do it, but the old adage is true. You are a jack of all trades, master of none. And I want to master what I do. And I want to deliver something that people look at and just are just mesmerized by what they're seeing. And then when they try it and it's just as delicious as what it looks like, then I feel like I've done my job. So
one thing I've noticed is that when you're challenged, When I talk to many business owners, their success rate is because when they're challenged like that, they get more creative.
Yes.
Instead of getting overwhelmed. And I find that in you. I find that you are following you. Like, talk to us a little bit about that, because you've grown so fast and I feel like you're never making the same cake pop more than once. So you've got to constantly be challenged. Are you open to that? And what is that like? Like, if someone wanted to come and order from you and they had a vision in their head, can they come to you and not just order what they've seen you do before, but can they get creative and throw something at you and you'll work with them on it? Is that kind of how they can experience or expect to experience?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that I can look at and just know, hey, I've never done that before. I don't know how this is going to work. And most of the time, I almost always practice. And I usually try and talk with my clients about, do you have something in mind that you want me to do? And if so, you want it to be specific? Because some people are. They see another cake pop artist, and yes, we call ourselves artists, work, and they want me to duplicate it. Well, just like any artist, I can't duplicate exactly what they did. Sometimes I can't even duplicate exactly what I what I've done. But I always want to make it personal to whoever the recipient is, whether it's for a bridal shower or a birthday or a graduation. And then I'll look up ideas. Some clients are like, you just do you. Here's the thing. Go make whatever. We're going to love it, because they know they taste good too. And other people are very specific. Like, I have one, we're having a BBQ party. I want hamburgers. I want hot dogs. I want watermelon. So all things I've done before. So, you know, I have an idea. And a lot of people look at some of the things I've done and they're like, I want this exactly. So, you know, I really am flexible in
Do you have a gallery of all of that?
I do.
For people to see? Where should they look for that to get some ideas of what you've done before?
So I have an Instagram page. It's Claire's Candies 517. And don't forget the 517. It has a list of, or has pictures of everything I've done. You can go in the gallery and look at that. A lot of people reach out to me via Facebook.
Okay. Messenger?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they'll friend request me. My page was set up before, like it's old. So I couldn't change it to a business where you could follow me. So you do have to friend request me.
Okay.
And I do get a lot of fake accounts and spam and things like that. So I kind of like the control of being able to, hey, if you friend request me. But that also has all of my pictures and things I've done for different events. I do also have an edible image printer. So I put business logos, mm-hmm, pictures, mm-hmm, all kinds of things on a cake pop, which are really cool. I did that for a graduation. I did a little picture, you know, of the graduate as when they were little and then their graduation picture.
Cool.
So you could kind of see where they were at. And then I did another one, which was favorite books throughout the years. That took a long time because I did go find pictures of all the different books in the series and stuff.
How unique that is. Yeah. And what I love about it too is when I'm looking at all these, it's like, you guys have got to go on her website or on Facebook or both and take a look, because what I think is so unique is that they all don't have to be the same either. Like, you're willing to put it in to do the watermelon, the burger, the, you know, it just makes it such a unique gift every single time, which is so, that is just phenomenal that you can get that done. So what has been, I mean, it started with these little orders, right?
Right. Yes.
And now you've grown. So tell us what has been maybe share with us like the most challenging order you've had so far, or maybe the largest. What is one thing you've done that you just never thought that you would have done before?
Last Christmas, I was completely booked. And I say that because there's a local bank, and I don't know if they're okay with me recognizing them, but you probably could figure it out if you go to my website.
Yeah.
If you go to Instagram or Facebook. But they wanted Christmas cake pops, which I do Santa Claus, snowmen, presents, all different kinds of stuff. And then they wanted their logo on some of them. And the order came in for their business lending, and they were giving them to their clients. So from that was, they ordered 75 dozen. and that was a lot because it's just me. My daughter helps me from time to time, but pretty much it's just me. I don't have a facility. I'm a cottage baker. I bake from my home. So it's me working a full-time job during the day and then getting that done at night and on the weekends. So I did those. And then from that, a few of the clients they gave them to ordered from me as well. So I want to say all in all, I think I did 125 dozen last Christmas. But graduation season this year, I think I did 104 dozen was, and I did regular size pops and mini pops. I do mini pops. The reason I started doing mini pops was because cake pops are expensive.
Yeah.
Because all of the handcrafted designs, they take a long time. I did an order of a dozen last night, took 2 hours to do that, because it was all different colors, all different things. And that doesn't even include the time it took to bake the cake and mash it all up. So they're expensive. But I make mini pops, which are pretty much just smaller pops, dipped, drizzled, or sprinkles, very basic. And they work well if you order like a dozen custom pops and then you order a couple dozen of the mini pops. You're saving yourself some money because I'm just creating for a crowd, and a lot of people have a hard time eating. Oh, I don't want to eat the cow, or I don't want to eat the pig, or I don't want to eat the barn or the
unbelievable
hay bale.
Unbelievable, but so true. So true. And I mean, we're talking from the consumer standpoint, right?
Right.
But like, I would think that it's almost just as important. I mean, you put so much detail, probably even down to the stick. You know what I mean? So it's not like You know, have you ever had those paper ones that kind of like, they start like after they're wet, they start to like peel and then you can get it in the mouth. And then also, I mean, look at this box. This, I don't want to ruin the setup, but like in the back, you have cake pop care instructions.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, you're literally helping them from the day they get it. Yes. Thank you. And we turned it around and you can see it. It is so neat. And every box is like that.
Yes.
So if you want the box to be in a place where they can set up and they can stand up, or if they want them down, or if you want them individually wrapped, I mean, there is so much detail just in the packaging,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, outside of the pop itself.
Right. And I, unless you tell me otherwise, I'm individually wrapping them. It's just the thought of someone touching my cake pops grosses me out. Mm. Just if I were displaying them. But I do have display boxes. You can see what they are on my site. And I very rarely do not decorate them. So I have an order today. It's a sports theme, 13th birthday. AI is wonderful because his specs were his favorite color is blue. He likes pickleball and basketball and football. And so I went in and had AI create a specific happy birthday, happy 13th birthday, Owen, with all the different things that he likes in it. And then I slapped that on.
Oh, that's a good idea.
K-pop.
That's a good idea. I mean, at this point, Claire, you got to delegate something. I'm just thinking,
yes.
Could you make a cake pop with like pillows and a blanket and everything just to remind yourself that sleeping is good every once in a while? I can't believe you work a full-time job and do this at the same time. So what is, I could talk to you about this for so long. So let's hone this back in because I want to make sure that people know how to connect with you, how to try one of your cake pops. And I just want to know, like we've talked about the past, like some of the things that you're doing now, but what's your vision for Claire's Candies? Are you hoping to retire into this to grow? Like if there's someone that's listening that's like, oh my gosh, I'm really interested in that. Like, do you think you'll ever hire like a local baker that could just do the baking of the cake pops, or is this just going to be you? Is this going to be just your thing?
Right now, it's just me. I retired actually from a credit union that I worked at for 25 and a half years. The credit union I work at now, because credit union people go from credit union to credit union. Mm. That's just what we do. I work from home. I'm a software quality assurance tester, the most boring job in the world, which is why I need my creative side. You know, my kids are teens. I feel like they don't want to be around mom and dad. They want to go do their own thing. So my husband helps with some stuff, but he watches TV. I sit there and bake. We can talk. I can still watch TV. I'd either just be sitting on the couch watching TV, or this just gives me something to do. Mm-hmm. It is just what I enjoy right now. But yes, as I continue to grow, that's, you know, there's going to be a break. Like Christmas almost broke me. In fact, I had to tell my family, sorry, no candy this year because I've made cake pop for everybody. They were thoroughly disappointed. So,
oh my gosh.
So we're meeting up for a family wedding this month. So I'll be taking some candy to them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just to make up for that.
What is one thing that you could say from the experience of opening up a business in Lansing? I always say Lansing business owners, we've got grit. There's just something different to working with Lansing businesses. And maybe from the consumer side, if you don't own a business in Lansing, you might never know that. So what are some things that you've really supported? You felt supported not only by the other businesses, but by the community. What's it been like opening up a business like this in Lansing?
It's been exciting. People talk about opening a business and people are mean, and I hear that all the time. And Lansing people are just, they know what they want, and they do. But I've never had anybody upset with me. I've never, you know, but I'm the type of person, I'm going to make it right. If something happens, they crack, whatever the reason, I'm going to make it right. And I always try and go above and beyond. The Lansing community has just been open and welcome and supportive of everything that I'm doing, you know, just from people that I know from my job, people I went to high school with. They're always referring me, which is so nice to see. Mm. And some of them honestly just know me and they know my posts, and they haven't, like some of them hadn't tried them, but they just knew that I did such a good job. And then I do, like I said, I do the Meridian Township Market on Wednesdays, not the Saturday market.
Okay.
I do it on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And they come out and they tried them and they're like, oh my gosh, these are amazing. Mm. You know, and just the support is so nice. I don't always give them out, so I just want to make that clear. But I have a customer that comes back every time, always comes back to me. And I throw in a couple extra cake pops or which of the flavors do I have that you really want to try that, you didn't buy. And I had that last week and she's like, I kind of want to try lemon. And I'm like, all right, well, let me just throw that in. I was super slow that day because it was 95 degrees out. And she called me back up. She's like, do you have any more of those lemon? They were that good. I want to come get them.
That's good. So you're not Costco. You're not asking people to come and always grab the sample side, but you go the extra mile. Those
always.
Customers.
Yes,
yeah.
Always.
And I agree with you on that. And I just want to high five Lansing for supporting local business.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah.
just it. You don't think it's a big deal, but like sharing and giving feedback, it sounds like it's really been a driving force for you to keep moving forward. And so I just really encourage everyone to keep doing that. And your cake pops are absolutely phenomenal.
And
your customer service is beyond that. And the artistic flair, I mean, seeing you grow so fast, you never actually look stressed. And I know that that is like not always the case, right?
Yes.
So I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing a little bit of your backstory. If people want to get connected with you, what is one or two ways that the people who are listening today could support you moving forward?
Honestly, it's, hey, if you're thinking of cake pops, reach out to me. Even if you're not, even if it's another baker or you need a cake and you're not sure of a local baker or anything else, I, of course, want to support people in Lansing. I want to support other bakers. I want to support other businesses. So even if you're not looking for a cake pop and you're just looking for something in general, hey, you don't happen to know, someone that does roofs, do you? As a matter of fact, I do.
As a matter of fact. Okay, well, connect with Claire. That's kind of what it sounds like. You want us to be able to stay connected with you.
Oh, yeah.
You're at the Meridian Farmers Market on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And then Facebook and Instagram and then your website.
Yes. Yep. It's a Bakesy website. It's like Etsy, but for bakers. So it's called Bakesy.
Okay. And we have about 1 minute left. So if we go over, but I want to ask you one more question. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Who is one person in Lansing that inspires you and what do they do that people should know about?
I would say, I mentioned her before, was Jessie Stipkak.
Mm.
She owns Reno's North. She's probably who I learned, hey, I don't know this, but I know this. And I know someone that can help you with that. And it's learning what other people do, taking the time to listen, because I could talk all day long, but until you sit back and listen to someone and what they need and what they're looking for and what they do, you really haven't connected.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always brings it. She's always enthusiastic. She works tirelessly. So you got to put in the work and sometimes you have to give to get. And she really has taught me that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you again for coming on. Jessie is amazing. You are amazing.
Oh,
you're inspiring many people.
As are
and cheers to cake pops.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Community Convos, a podcast from LCC Connect. Listen to this episode and others at lccconnect.com or wherever you get your podcasts. If you or someone you know would like to feature an event on Community Convos, email us lcc-connect@lcc.edu. And thanks for joining the convo.